Beginning Monday, April 6th, Cache Valley's public bus service will limit the number of routes to comply with Bear River Health Department and state directives.
Suggesting that that we have this age group over 60 stay at home. We have a fair amount of employees that are in that category.
That was Todd Butler, CEO of the Cache Valley Transit District. He says the bus service employs 17 workers over the age of 60 who have been placed on paid administrative leave.
And that impacted our ability to provide the full services. All the communities still have the core service, essentially.
The change means routes 3, 8, 12, and 14 will be suspended. The 15-minute frequency on the loop route will be suspended. And routes 1 and 10 will operate hourly, with route 1 departing the transit center at the top of the hour. Route 10 will depart the transit center at the bottom of the hour. All routes, with the exception of the loop, will be suspended on Saturdays beginning April 11th. The loop will operate on approximately 25 to 30-minute frequencies from 9:45 a.m. to 6:45 p.m.
We still are cleaning the buses daily, and we're providing disinfectant wipes and hand sanitizer for our employees, making sure that they're safe, so that the people that do rely on the bus for essential travel can still make those necessary trips.
These changes will not affect this coming Saturday's Cache Valley Transit District schedule, and weekday changes don't take effect until next Monday. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.